Hey guys and girls, this is going to be a very quick episode. Well, actually, it's probably not. It's going to turn into a long one. I know it is. It's going to be an episode on how to turn your customer service into something that is no longer a cost, but actually generates you a positive return. And to a lot of you, that may sound crazy. To me, having known that that's how we launched Posted Protein, my own business, 4 years ago, and that was our sole focus, I know that that's the thing that actually worked for us. What allows me to say that? Good question. Which I'm asking myself, I know. So 4 years ago, we got into the protein bar and supplement market, a market that is absolutely saturated. And a lot of people would say that was a dumb idea. For us, we knew that we could make a difference by, it was my own experience, by actually focusing on customer service, on actually providing value to the customer up front, building long-term relationships, and taking that step further to actually cultivate that relationship and build trust. So for day one, we didn't spend a whole lot on advertising. We built a pretty nice website, but it wasn't perfect, not by any stretch. It wasn't that polished. But we did keep this obsession over customer service, which is not something any of our competitors were doing. There are 1,001 different supplement stores and there's new ones launching every day. It's one of the easiest dropshipping products to get into if you're in the market for that kind of thing. But where we really pushed ahead was on this sole obsession over treating the customers how we wanted to be treated ourselves. I know what it's like to have a shitty experience with customer service. It sucks. I'm probably not gonna go back to that brand if that's what I receive. We've all done it. We all know that. But we don't deploy it. So many of us in our own businesses. We look at customer service as its cost. It's something that we don't want to deal with. It's annoying. We just push it off to the sidelines, which is not where it should be. It's really not. It should be ROI positive, and in fact, we can track it and make sure that it is ROI positive. By being obsessive over it, by making sure that this is what differentiates us from our competitors and really drives our business forward. Because I'm not kidding, it's one of the cheapest ways to build lifetime value, to increase the word of mouth around your customer, to build that brand retention, get into people's minds, make that emotional connection. Honest to God, if you are not leaning into your customer service, you are missing out big time on some really, really low-hanging fruit. It doesn't take much to set this up, and it doesn't take much to get this right. Really, it doesn't. And I'm going to talk to you today a bit about what we did at Posted Protein over the last couple of years to do that. I'm going to give you a complete behind the scenes of what we did. Equally, we've deployed this on quite a few client stores with very similar results, very positive results. In fact, we can track it all, how much the money they've made, what their return is. I can tell you it's well over 10x. Well over 10x. You're not getting that return from many other platforms, I promise you. Whether it's Facebook ads, Instagram ads, Google ads, there's going to be very few places that you are getting a 10x return on your investment financially. All right, so what am I going to talk to you about? Predominantly, it's going to be about the Gorgeous platform and how we have deployed that. And this is not sponsored by Gorgeous. I'm going to put a link in the podcast notes probably. I think we can get you guys like an extra 7 day trial and then your second month free. Frankly, if you use it, great. If you don't, I'm not really bothered. You find your own solution, find what works for you. I am gonna tell you what worked for us. So 4 years ago, we started out Posted Protein. We had an email address and then we were very active and we still are very active on Instagram and on Facebook. So it was email, Facebook Messenger, Instagram comments, Instagram DMs, Facebook comments, Facebook Messenger, all this kind of thing. It was noise coming from all angles. And if you looked at my MacBook at the time, and looked at my Chrome browser, there was like a dozen tabs open for all these different support channels. And I would literally spend too much of the day, jumping to between each of these tabs to make sure that we were on top of everything all the time. Just constantly bounce, 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 back and forth, making sure nothing was getting missed. So that we could try and stay on top of things. Because, like it or not, customers are gonna reach out with questions, they're gonna reach out needing support, they're gonna have issues with delivery, they're gonna have issues with the product. It's just gonna happen, it's just part of it. But that doesn't mean it needs to take away. So, Posted Protein, that's the point we're at, and I'm pulling my hair out. Things are almost literally on fire. I can't cope, I can't keep up with this, it's just, I'm gonna burn out. So we start reaching out, looking for alternative solutions. We do the usual. We look at Zendesk, HelpScout. There were a bunch of others. HelpScout, am I saying that right? I'm not sure. There were a bunch. And somebody recommended we get in touch with Gorgeous. It was early days for them. So we got in touch, had a demo. They walked us through the whole platform. And it was actually Vincent over at Simpler, simpler.ai, that really pushed me to get onto Gorgeous, as just having a place that was completely centralized for our customer service. And again, I was doing the same thing. I'm looking at this thing, it's like $60 a month, like, starting cost. Like, this, I don't want to spend another $60. I'm a bootstrap business. I'm already spending hundreds and hundreds here and hundreds there and hundreds on Shopify and all these different integrations and apps. I'm like, yeah, I don't need this. So another 30 days goes by, and Vincent gets in touch, and he's like, yeah, have you pushed it forward yet? Where are you at? And he knows. He's watching this, he knows. So I finally, we get set up with a trial on Gorgeous, and we plug everything in, all the integrations. So we have Facebook comments coming in, Facebook messengers coming in, Instagram's coming in, our emails coming in. Everything is in one hub, one screen, one platform. And I've never looked back since. Our customer service has never been better. It's never been easier. Our first response times have never been greater. And as I say, we can track every single penny back to those customer service emails, all of them. We have live chat now deployed on the site, so we're instantaneously on that. And if we're not, say someone isn't sat in front of the screen, ready to answer those questions, we have automation set up. If they're coming through Facebook Messenger, of course they can reach out to us directly, but then we've integrated that with Recart. So there's a whole bot going on behind the scenes. It's very simple, and if a customer stumbles, then they fall to our customer service. Beyond the point. So let's get into Gorgeous. I'm going to give you a bit of behind the scenes of what we're using it for and how we make it work, and why if you're a Shopify, excuse me, why if you're a Shopify merchant, you, in my opinion, if you're not using Gorgeous for your customer support, you're kind of missing out. As I say, there's other solutions out there. This just happens to be the one that really has worked for us and just kills it for us. It's so damn simple. It's not overly complex by any stretch. In fact, it couldn't really be simpler. The UI is fantastic. We can get someone up and running on this in probably 20 minutes from scratch, just to get to know the platform and just jump straight in. It probably wouldn't take us more than 20 minutes, which I could not say the same for Zendesk 2 years ago. Whether it's changed now, maybe it has. I've got my doubts. So let's get into it. So I'm gonna pull up Gorgeous right here. And so, okay, so down the left-hand side, I've got all my support channels. We have the email, Messenger, Instagram, which includes comments and ad comments, Facebook, same deal, Facebook Messenger, and then we have our chat. And then, in fact, we run all of BrandLab support through Gorgeous too. So it just pulls everything to one place. I don't have to be checking multiple screens. It's just easy. Everything's centralized. And what do I mean by that? So Gorgeous has spent a ton of time making sure that their integration with Shopify is crazy tight. So I can click into, it's a customer support ticket. I'm going to pull this one. So this is a guy called Ian, and he's just coming back to a response that we sent him on Friday, which all looks good. Fantastic. Delivery's been made. He's happy. So Gorgeous is actually now going to send off a survey to make sure, just how happy was he with that service? Just rate it 1 to 5 and give us a little bit of feedback, and that's going to be pulled straight into Gorgeous so we can see how we performed. That's going to go out to all customers once the ticket's closed, which again makes our life insanely easy because we can see what's working and what's not, where we're letting people down, and equally where we're doing really well. And we can do that on an agent by agent basis as well. So if you've got more than one person running customer support in your business and you want to see how each one is doing, how fast are they getting to tickets, how many are they closing, how much time are they spending with each customer, and how is the customer reacting? It doesn't matter if someone's really quick at closing tickets. If they're peeing people off and people are getting pissed off with the responses, you need to start taking action on that. That's not good either. So we can pull all that data. We have all the statistics behind the scenes on what's going on, and we have a complete overview so I can see how many tickets we've closed. How many have been created, how many have been replied to, closed, how many messages we've sent, first response times. In fact, that's down 90% over the last week, which is great. Overall resolution time, which is up a little, that's not good. But so this is where I can actually start to figure out, like, okay, why is that happening? What's going on? And then I can go down, I can see how we're responding over time compared with our averages. And then I can start dipping into channels. So I can see that predominantly most of our tickets are coming through email, what percentile, and how quickly are we getting back to them? And the same deal, I can then click into agents and see who's responding to most of them, on what days, what's their volume. And then we can start to look at the score that they're getting. So one agent here that we've got that's closed 440 tickets. That's a lot. But their score is only just over a 3-star. So that's something I need to take action. I need to go into that. I need to look at why that's a 3-star. Why are we not 4 or 5? What's going on there? It may be that that individual has not had enough training, that they don't know our business well enough. It may be, I'm trying to remember who this is, somebody we took on part-time, whatever it is, we can delve into it and see what's going on. But you do not need to get this complicated with it. And in fact, actually, in the statistics, sorry, I'm just going to come back to this. In the statistics, we can see exactly who made sales and which tickets converted and then how much. So, you know, say someone comes on the website, they're looking at a protein bar and they can't figure out the ingredients. They can't figure out, does it fit for their diet? They're going to jump on support. They're going to ask, hey, Tom, could you tell me how many calories in this? What's the best time to be eating this? How much protein? By the way, I'm gluten. I'm a celiac. Is this certified gluten-free? Yes or no? If no, could you recommend some other products? And that's where this really becomes quite powerful, because then we can track that. We can track that entire conversation, see if that ticket was then followed up with an order. If it wasn't, we can reach back out again. But if it was, we can see exactly how much that conversation with that customer service agent actually generated in sales, which is where this starts to become a profit-driven center. It's no longer a cost. It's no longer taking away from your business. It's actually building long-term value, long-term relationships with your customers who will start to trust you, know that they can rely upon you. And it incentivizes your agents to actually work harder on their behalf. I mean, Zappos is a great example. And I know we can't all have the luxury of spending 6 hours on the phone with a customer, but they set the example whereby you build these long-term relationships. These people will come back to you time and time again, and they will rave about you to friends, to family, on Instagram, Facebook. If they're an influencer, Jesus, you have such an opening where you do not even have to pay for a sponsor post. They will just go and talk about you as soon as they get to delivery, because they feel this emotional attachment and emotional bond to your brand. It makes a huge impact. So again, right, let's go back to this conversation that I was talking about earlier with Ian. And let me pull this up. So we know everything's been resolved. Down the right-hand side, left-hand side, I've got all my channels. Down the middle, I have the whole conversation. And again, I can actually jump back and see previous conversations that we had with Ian. So if there's a recurring issue that's happening, you know, say on every 6 weeks he orders and 2 out of the 5 times he's had issues with delivery, and this is a reflective issue, this keeps coming back up, then I need to start taking action and see what's going on there. Why are we having that? Well, frankly, it might just be that everything is different. But again, it gives us background. It gives us knowledge on that relationship with that customer, which is fantastic. Again, this is all about building relationships with these customers, scaling what we call scaling the unscalable, being very high touch with these customers where they feel like they're actually taken care of, where somebody, this online brand that's a million miles from them, they have no idea where you are, but they can actually build a relationship with them. It feels like they're walking into a small merchant, because the individual on the other side of the till actually knows what's going on. They know who this person is. They know the history. They know the conversations we've had previously. They know my tone. They know the way I react to emails. They know what pissed me off in the past, and they know what makes me happy. That becomes incredibly powerful. So that's down the middle of the screen. Then we're going to move over to the right, and I'm going to go see Ian. I've got all the notes that are on his account. I've got his email address. I've got his phone number. If I wanted to pick up and talk to Ian right now, I can do that. And then I've got all of Ian's history. So I've got, when did he place his first order? How much has he spent? How many orders? Then I can start looking at, and this is, again, all in Gorgeous. I haven't had to go anywhere. His most recent order. So I can see the shipment status within Gorgeous. I can see the order amount. I can create a refund, a duplicate. I can cancel. I can edit. I can see his address. I can refund product by product if I need to. And then I can start looking at all his historic orders too. So it doesn't matter if Ian's talking about just his most recent order or an order 3 months ago. It's all there in front of me. In fact, I can go all the way back to Ian in, let's have a look right now. Load, more, show more. That's like 2 years ago. I have 2 years of history on Ian right in front of me in Gorgeous. And this is not where it ends. So this has such a tight integration where I can now jump in to Ian's reply, and I can make internal notes. So I could tag Laura, for instance, and say, Laura, could you sort something special out for Ian? You know, he's had 13 orders with us. He spent over £500. Maybe on his next order, can we make sure we get something in? Or frankly, could we just get a little something in the post that just says thank you to Ian? Again, this makes a huge impact. And we have all this data in front of us, and I have it in real time. I can tag Laura straight into this in some notes. But if I want to go back to Ian, I also have some very quick what we call macros. So these are kind of automated responses. So I click in and I can search by macros. So I can do say Ian was asking where his order is. I can click the tab for where is my order. It's going to load up that automated response, and it's going to go, hey name, So it's going to fill that in. Hey, first name. So it's gone, hey, Ian, I've checked on your order. Here's the most up-to-date info available. It's then pulled the order number. It's then pulled his tracking information. And it's all ready to go. All I have to do is hit send. That's it. And in fact, we could set up these automations so that if certain keywords are hit, if a certain message is sent in, it just goes straight off. I wouldn't even have to look at this. I wouldn't even have to touch this. This thing is insanely, insanely powerful. And I promise you, we are not alone. There are somewhere in the range of about 1,600 Shopify stores currently using Gorgeous. And these guys have not been around this long. They are just moving fast. And it's for good reason. The platform, it's gorgeous. Gorgeous is gorgeous. I'm not being funny. It is so clean. It is so simple. And the integrations are just bulletproof. Having all this data just in one place, I cannot tell you how much it has simplified our operation just opposed to protein, and the same with Brand Labs. I do not have to be checking hundreds of different tabs to find out what's going on with my business, what's going on with support, and I can track everything. And again, all the customer data is being pulled into Gorgeous, and this doesn't just happen for Shopify. So I'm just going to pull up the integrations that we currently have. So, okay, we have a couple of email channels. So we have our predominant hello, opposed to protein, and then we also have our rep accounts. We have a couple of sort of niche ones that we use for other circumstances. We have Gorgeous's live chat widget is all built in. So that all comes through. We have Facebook Messenger. We have Facebook comments. We have Instagram comments. We have ads on both of those. So all the comments from adverts come all in. You can integrate your telephone services. So if you use Aircall to provide some phone support, you can create a ticket whenever a customer calls you. If you use Recharge, again, pulls all your subscription data for that customer in. Smile, same deal. If you're running loyalty points, it's going to pull all of that in. If you use Help Docs, so you have a knowledge base on your website, and actually this is something I know for a fact that Gorgeous has in the pipeline, is they're building out their own knowledge base so that you can put a beautiful FAQ on your website just to make it easier. And again, I believe this is the way it's going, but if you have, let's say, a repetitive question that's coming through on support channels, you're going to be able to just very simply, very quickly create something that drops into that knowledge base. So you can just either direct the customer straight to it, or that's going to be the first step. And they'll probably start pulling that, I would imagine, through chat, where, you know, customer starts a conversation, they can search through while they're waiting for an agent to respond and see what just comes up. Vico, if you're using that for your sort of omni-channel integration for inventory, all that sort of thing, that's perfect. Swell, again, is another loyalty point. Big one we're seeing, Amazon support requests, and it is a really good integration. We have a couple of clients that do probably 50% of their volume, 50 to 60% of their volume on Amazon of sales. And again, there's a lot of support. There's a lot of expectation from Amazon to answer those tickets quickly. So this does this perfectly. Slack, again, that's something we use a lot. Again, it just posts all the notifications on Slack whenever a ticket's created, when it's updated. So if you're not looking at Gorgeous all the time, it's just going to show that up. And then you can do all sorts of weird, wonderful things with Zapier. So you can create a Zap for just about anything. But that is not where it ends. And I know they have a ton in the pipeline. So all our support, I should mention, it comes through Google Admin, essentially, the Google Suite, whatever they call that now. It used to be apps. Again, Recharge is a big one. What else are we missing here? Recart. I think I did mention Recart earlier. If I didn't, again, that's a really tight integration. And again, if you're using ManyChat to start automated conversations within Facebook Messenger, it's, again, a perfect place to start pushing those conversations. If people are falling outside the constraints of the bots or they need more help, again, it just throws it straight into Gorgeous and you can just jump straight on top of it. Judgment reviews, again, we've set up automations whereby, you know, if a crappy review comes in, or frankly, even a good review. So we actually have all of them come in. So again, our customer support staff are seeing them in real time. They're seeing what's happening. And again, if a one-star review comes in, they can reply to it immediately without having to go to judgment. They can just see like, oh, there's a one-star review here. What the hell went wrong? And reach out to the customer instantly. On the flip side, if a customer comes back and they give us a five-star review, you know, great service, love the product, we can reach out, we can just be very open and honest of just thank you so much, because that makes a huge impact for our business, that huge social proof, and then we can reach out to see if we can do anything more for them. And again, you'd be stunned how well that works. A little bit of time, a little bit of dialogue makes a huge return. Obviously, you can do this with Yotpo, and probably, yeah, Frank, any other review app that you are using, I'm sure if an integration doesn't currently exist, you can probably do it with a Zap. You can probably do it with an email integration, or just reach out to the Gorgeous team. They are ridiculously receptive to new integration ideas. Off the back of that, I know we actually pushed for one, Bold Recurring Orders, not that long ago. I believe that's in the pipeline. Again, Stripe, if you're using that independently, I believe that's coming. ShipStation, ShipEasy, they're all coming. Loyalty Line, I believe, is on the horizon if it has not already arrived. Klaviyo, again, I think there's a bit of an integration there, but I know there is a far tighter integration coming quite soon. And MailChimp, if you are still using MailChimp, is definitely going to be supported. eBay, I believe that's on the horizon. And then, in fact, we're going to get into things like SMS Bump, Retention Rocket, OmniSend, all those kind of things on probably a future podcast episode. But again, if you're using any of those, so SMS Bump, I'm just going to take as the example. If you have automated, let's say, abandoned cart messages going out to your customers and they respond, you don't want to have, well, maybe you do, you probably don't want to have another window open to have to just manage those conversations within SMS Bump. Again, you can just pull it and throw it all into Gorgeous. It's going to be in one place and you can reply from within Gorgeous too. And it's that simple. You can literally have an entire conversation with your customer via SMS Bump, but it's all in Gorgeous. You don't have to leave. Same deal with, say, with Retention Rocket, with PostScript, and I'm trying to think of the other, is it Attentive, I think they're also using? Let me just scroll down here. Yes, it is. Any of those SMS maps, apps, and again, if you're using any other, just reach out. The guys are ridiculous. Okay, so I've gone on for probably about 20 minutes here, and I dare say there's more conversation to be had. There's more questions to answer. One of the biggest things I am going to say is this does not have to be a headache in terms of migration. If you are currently, you know, everything's in email, and like, I don't know how I'm going to pull everything to one place, and everything's a bit here, and there's a bit there, and there's a bit there. We're currently using Zendesk. Migrating does not have to be complicated. And in fact, Gorgeous will help you. They do have a whole team of experts who are sat there literally ready to help you, whether you're migrating from Zendesk, from Freshdesk, from Help Scout, from anything else. They will help you get started and move over to Gorgeous. It's really as simple as that. So again, I'm going to throw a link in the show notes. Again, whether you use it or not, or you just go straight to the App Store and install Gorgeous, I'm really not fussed. It'd be great if you could use OnlyFans because it helps support me, helps support the podcast and what we're up to. But frankly, like, I just want you to try it out. So if you do go and sign up with Gorgeous, you're going to get a 7-day trial account. If you sign up through the link, I'm pretty sure, and I will triple check it, but you're going to get your second month free. They're going to do your migration for free. They'll help you get all these integrations set up and started. So whether it's just Shopify or you have a bunch of apps and SMS routes and et cetera that you want to get switched in, they will help you with all of that. And I can tell you, the Posted Protein is not the only store on here. So there are. There's now over 1,600 stores, and we're talking huge Shopify Plus stores, but equally small mom and pop boutique stores, stores like Posted Protein that have very low staff counts. It just works for all sizes, and their plans do start from $60 a month. Like, genuinely, this is $2 a day. And it doesn't matter how many integrations you have, doesn't matter how many agents you have, that price is still the same. The only thing you are going to pay for is ticket volume. If your ticket volume goes above, and if I, let me pull this up right now so I can give you guys facts. Let me just speculate. You know what? It is not, if you pay annually, it's $50 a month, but we're going to go to monthly fees. $60 a month, and then it's $25 for every extra 100 tickets over 350. So until you get over 350 tickets a month, which is a lot for a small business, you're not going to pay an extra penny. And then even then, it's only going to be an extra $25. If you go up to their pro level, you get 2,000 tickets a month. Advanced, you get 6,000 tickets a month. And then obviously they have enterprise plans if you are doing ridiculous volume. But as I say, you are not going to pay for more integrations. That's all included on the base. There's no silly fees for that. You're only going to pay for ticket volumes. And again, it doesn't matter how many agents you have. There's no extra cost. There's no additional $5 for every freaking seat. It's just covered. Doesn't matter if you have 5 seats or 500, frankly, they're all the same price, which is just simple. It's just gorgeous. What else can I tell you? Honestly, if you're not looking at your customer service as a great builder of lifetime value for your customers, I can tell you, you are leaving an enormous amount of money on the table. And this is not about annoying your customers. This is about providing real, authentic value to them and building these relationships. I can tell you, for us, we are, I think, through Posted Protein, sitting at about a 16x return, which is completely tracked, like 100% attributed to just using Gorgeous. And if we're paying $60 a month, you do the math. It's a freaking good return. And we're not paying for Facebook ads. This is just, in fact, this is inbound, largely. Inbound marketing, inbound channels. These are people reaching out to us that we are then turning into customers. Seriously, give Gorgeous a look. Give any help desk solution a look. Gorgeous is just the one I prefer, and it's the one we recommend most. But do not look at customer service as a cost center, because it's just not. This should be a profit center for you. And as this landscape gets more and more challenging and more competitive, and as your costs for advertising go up on Facebooks and Instagrams, this is where you should be looking. You should be looking at this stage to build lifetime value. Really stretch it out. If it costs you 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks to acquire a customer, that's your acquisition cost. You can easily make that back over time. Look at your customer support. Make sure you are giving your customers the very best support, because they will become your 1,000 true raving fans. All right, guys, I gotta go get on with some stuff because I've been talking for 26 minutes. Holy hell. All right, any questions, seriously, just shoot me a message. You can email me, Tom at Brand Labs. You can jump onto Twitter. Again, I will put everything in the show notes. Got questions? Just let me know. All right, guys, good day.